7:52, almost 7:53, 7 before the top of the hour. Paul Pacelli on the Brad Davis program, and joining us right now, talk about what the State Bonding Commission is going to be up to in their final meeting. State Rep. Chris Davis, Republican East Windsor. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be back on with you guys.
Yeah, Chris, we're looking at another bonding commission meeting here, and supposedly there's going to be a little bit of a stand down here, a little less bonded than is usual because of our financial situation, or not. What's going to happen here?
Well, it looks like yesterday's meeting was the last one under the Malloy administration, and what has tied his hands, in a sense, was the bond caps that were passed originally back in 2017 in the bipartisan budget. So he was unable to borrow as much as he had previously in 2016, and it certainly tied his hands in the ability to put even more money onto our state's credit card.
Now, we have a list of some of the things here. One big item on the list, and here's a question I have, bonding $92 million of transportation-related expenses. Now, I know, Chris, we can parse that out. Here's a question I have with that. Where's the gas tax money going? I mean, is it definitely necessary, for example, that we have to bond this stuff, or can't any of this be covered with current tax revenue?
Well, it could. You could use the gas tax revenue directly to pay for some items.
Yeah.
Why don't we do it then?
What they typically do is use that revenue as leverage for what are known as revenue bonds, the special transportation or special tax obligation bonds that they issue for transportation projects. So essentially, you get to double or triple how much you can spend because you have this revenue source that's coming in. We tie it directly to the gas tax and DMV fees and whatnot.
Yeah.
And that way, they can kind of leverage it and borrow even more to do those projects. And that's what's an important thing for your listeners to understand, is that when Governor-elect Lamont and the Democrats are talking about putting in tolls, it's not like they're going to be taking your toll money and the next day using that to fill the pothole in the road. They're going to be taking that money and using it to borrow even more money. And that's desperately what they need, because we've run up to the cap of how much we can borrow based on how much revenue we're bringing in. And that's why you keep hearing the administration now and the next administration coming in saying we don't have enough revenue to pay for transportation needs. It's because we've borrowed so much that we've kind of maxed out our caps and against how much revenue we're actually taking in.
Chris, why is it when the new governor says a few words, he gives you the impression, okay, at least it's hitting me, that he's going to do something. And then he's got the Democrats, some of them, saying, hey, we've got this much money, we're going to take care of that, we're going to spend this, and then we'll worry about some other things. What do you think as far as the new governor is concerned?
Well, I certainly hope the Governor-elect Lamont will see these bond caps not as a goal to achieve every single year, which is what the Malloy administration has done. He's really pushed us right up to that limit the last 2 years since we've had it in place. I hope he sees it as kind of the limit and has a goal to spend certainly much less on borrowing than the previous administration. Because keep in mind, when Governor Malloy came in, we were in a deep recession. The Rel administration had cut bonding significantly. The Malloy administration has now more than doubled that, and at its peak was borrowing $2.3 billion a year. In a negotiated bond cap, we brought that down to $2 billion, which I still think is very, very high.
That's still too high. That's still too high.
Yes, yeah, and I agree with you on that. And he still has spent right up to it. Yesterday's meeting brought us to less than $7 million away from the adjusted bond cap for inflation, which is about $2.036 billion, for this year. So he brought us right up to that level with a little bit more than $6 million under that cap.
Yeah, so Chris, just so people understand that despite the financial dire straits that this state is in, I think we can all agree that, we still, yesterday, added about $2 billion more that we bonded out that we're eventually going to have to pay back.
Yeah, so yesterday was the last meeting of the calendar year, mm-hmm. so that was, you know, $2 billion for the whole year.
For the year, yeah.
Because he had spent so much earlier in the year, there was only about 100 and something million on this agenda because it brought it right up to the cap. But it's important for people to realize that we can't, you know, that's unsustainable, in my opinion, for us to continuously be spending $2 billion a year.
I think it's unsustainable
every year.
People.
And that doesn't even include the transportation spending. So that cap is for general obligation bonds, money that comes right out of the general fund to pay off our debt service. The transportation costs are backed by those other types of bonds that I mentioned. So those don't even fall under this cap. We did have a cap in place for those as well, but that's a different cap as well. So those are two different sources of money that they've been able to pull on. And keep in mind that Malloy wanted to do $100 billion over 30 years in just transportation costs, which is why he's been pushing so hard to have tolls put into place.
Well, again, we have got a battle, and I think that we should fight the battle. I really do. We cannot afford what you have been talking about with the two of us here this morning, and we've got to do something about it, and we can't be afraid to do something about it.
Well, if I can say, Brad, one thing that, you know, the Democrats like to remind us, and we saw it at the White House just yesterday, is that, you know, elections do have consequences. And we did put in those bond caps in a bipartisan manner, you know, the Republicans pushed for it. But now they have the numbers in Hartford to override those caps. They have, if they can hold all their people together, mm-hmm. they have the votes to have three-fifths of the legislature and potentially a governor that will go along with it. And they can override those caps, even the caps that we put into covenants into the bonds that we've been issuing. So it's really something that I think the general public needs to be aware of, that, you know, they've gained enough in the House and the Senate now that those gains, those fiscal restraints that we were able to negotiate and put into place may go to the wayside. We need to hold every one of them accountable to make sure that that doesn't happen.
All right, East Windsor Republican State Rep. Chris Davis. Chris, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you, and I hope what you want will come true.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. All right.